Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today's date is September 22nd, 2025. The time is 10:01 a.m. Congresswoman Whitehorn, could you please take care of today's prayer?
Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our changes in the season, Lord, and how the times change for us, Lord. We thank you for our Osage people, how we just keep moving with you throughout your seasons and your time, Lord. We just thank you for this day. Lord, I ask that you be with, there's so many of our people out there that are in mourning and suffering from loss, Lord, and I ask that you be with them as only you can comfort. We just ask that you be with them, you help their hearts, you bring people and surround them with people that'll help them through this time as well, because that's the way you work. Lord, we just love you, and we thank you for all of the goodness that you've given us. We ask that you be with our people that are in the service, whether it be here in the States or in foreign country. You be with them while they're doing their job to watch out after our nation, Lord. We ask that you be with those that need healing in their body, Lord, that you just touch them and be with them as only you can, and that you put the right people in their paths that they can talk to, visit with, that can help them with their health and their body, Lord. We thank you that you've blessed us so here at the nation to have an incredible medical facility and people that care for our people, Lord. We thank you for them every day, the people that walk through our healthcare facilities, that you help with their healing and you help with their knowledge, Lord. We just love you, and we ask that you be with us throughout this day during our budgetary session when we talk about the dollars we have at the nation, Lord. Help us make good decisions to serve the most people that we can so that we can make their lives be, that we can help their lives be easier and meet their needs, Lord. We just thank you for that. And all these things I want to ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Bighorse.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Second Speaker Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Speaker Shaw.
Present. We do have a quorum. We're now on approval of the Day 14 Journal. Please take a moment to review the Journal of September 17, 2025. Thank you.
Speaker.
Yes, Congresswoman Redcorn.
Motion to approve the journal dated September 17th, 2025.
Second.
There's a motion and a second discussion. All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The journal of September 17th has been approved. We are now on reports of select committees. Hearing none, we're now on report to standing committees. Congresswoman Good-Fox.
Thank you, Speaker. Government Operations met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2597, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2026 in the amount of $884,679 of tribal funds and $136,697 of non-tribal funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. I am the co-sponsor. Final committee action do pass with yes votes from Keen, Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, Good-Fox, one absent, Whitehorn. Speaker, at this time, I move to send ONCA 2597, or have you move it to the Appropriations Committee.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Without objection, ONCA 2597 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee.
Thank you. We also met regarding Bill Number ONCA 25100, an act to provide an appropriation to Tribal Works for fiscal year 2026 in the amount of $2,493,600 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action do pass with amendments. Voting yes, Keen, Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, and Good-Fox. One absent, Whitehorn. Speaker, at this time, requesting that you assign that to the Appropriations Committee.
Thank you, Congresswoman Good-Fox. Could you please state the bill number again?
ONCA 25100.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to make sure. ONCA 25100 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee.
Thank you. We also met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2595, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2026 in the amount of $2,831,045 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. Final committee action do pass with yes votes from Keen, Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, Good-Fox, one absent, Whitehorn. Speaker, at this time, I request that go to the Appropriations Committee.
ONCA 2595 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee.
Thank you. We also met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2569, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $500,000 to the executive branch for rental assistance program and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. The final committee action, no recommendation. Yes votes from Good-Fox, Keen, Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, and Whitehorn.
ONCA 2569 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee.
Thank you. We met regarding Bill Number ONCA 25102, an act to amend the Merit Employment Grievance Procedure to have grievances adjudicated by a third-party attributor and arbitrator and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Keen. Final committee action do pass with yes votes from Keen, Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, Whitehorn, one absent, Good-Fox.
Congresswoman Good-Fox, does this also need to be sent to Appropriations? Okay, thank you. Just wanted to make sure.
We also met regarding Bill Number ONCA 25110, an act to place limitations on the campaign donations from appointed officials to candidates running for an elected office of the Osage Nation. I am the sponsor. The final committee action do pass with yes votes from Keen, Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, Whitehorn, and Good-Fox. And lastly, we met regarding Bill Number ONCR 2523, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to Bank of Oklahoma Financial for business account services to the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. Final committee action do pass with yes votes from Keene, Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, Whitehorn, and Good Fox.
Thank you. We're still on reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you. Good morning, Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief and colleagues. The Commerce and Gaming Committee met and discussed ONCA 2590, which is an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage LLC in the amount of $7,351,000 for Skyway and Lost Creek Ranch and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. The final committee action was a due pass voting yes, Big Horse, Hamilton, Redcorn, Rivard, no, with from Good Fox, and Congressman Keene was absent. We also discussed ONCA 25105, which is an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1,250,000 to Monzeska ODOT C place to borrow money as unrestricted loan capital and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts, co-sponsoring Congressman Maker and Speaker Shaw. Final committee action, do pass. Voting yes, Rivard, Hamilton, Big Horse, and Redcorn. Absent, Good Fox and Keene. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard. I show that ONCA 25105 will also need to be assigned to appropriations.
And also, Speaker, 2590.
ONCA 2590 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee as well.
And so if I could, for clarification, could you please read the bills that will be coming into appropriations again?
ONCA 25100 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 2595 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 2569 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 2590 will be assigned to Appropriations. And ONCA 25105 will be assigned to Appropriations.
Speaker.
Yes, Congresswoman.
I believe there's one more. It's ONCA 2597.
That is correct. Thank you. We're now on introductions of bills and or resolutions. Hearing none, we're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCA 25-114, an act to authorize and appropriate $372,500 to the Hominy Dugout Club and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read ONCA 25-115, an act to amend 21 ONC Section 1303, Rule 1, of the Membership Act and to establish an alternate effective date. Madam Speaker, may I continue?
Please.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. ONCA 25116, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $500,000 to the legislative branch for professional fees and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Madam Speaker and colleagues. I'd like to read in ONCA 25-117, an act to amend ONCA 24-12 to provide an appropriation modification to the executive branch with no change in the amount of non-tribal funds appropriated and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue?
Please.
I'd like to read in ONCA 25-118, an act to amend ONCA 24-75 to provide an appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $7,708 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd like to read in as well ONCA 25-119, an act to amend ONCA 23-83 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $833,381 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue one more?
Yes, please.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCR 25-24, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction and to authorize the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise to execute a credit agreement, revolving note, security agreement, and related loan documents, incurring indebtedness and pledging assets, and to authorize the Osage Nation to execute a non-impairment agreement to support ONGE's borrowing represented by the credit agreement.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCA 25-114 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCA 25-115 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCA 25-116 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 25-117 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 25-118 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 25-119 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCR 25-24 will be assigned to the Commerce and Gaming Committee.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Could you restate where ONCA 25-114 is going?
Government Operations. Congresswoman Rebart.
Speaker, would you reconsider putting that in Appropriations?
Oh, well, sure. No, that is perfectly fine with me. Okay, we can. ONCA 25-114. Will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. We are now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I have a question.
Yes.
It was my understanding that anything with a number attached was going to go to Appropriations. I don't know if the, you know, given how our weeks have been going that this slipped past, but if we keep letting this go, we're going to vote on it, and then everything else with the number that's attached is going to Appropriations for consideration, and this has got an $802,000 number on it. So at this time, I'm going to request that the Speaker send this to Appropriations, just like everything else.
ONCA 2599, is that the one you're referring to?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's it located now?
At this time, I'll move that ONCA 2599 go to Appropriations.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. ONCA 2599 will be sent to the Appropriations Committee. We are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Government Ops will meet today from 2 to 4.
Congresswoman Rebart.
Appropriations will also meet immediately following session until 2 p.m. So I'd like to give the clerks time to get our appropriations agenda set up with the new movement today. So I'd like to not start until 11, if that's okay with Congress.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Hamilton.
I just want to point out that the Health and Social Services Committee
We'll meet tomorrow, IFS, till 3 o'clock.
Thank you, Congressman. Also, I would like to note that Daniel Carter, appointee Daniel Carter, will be referred to the Commerce and Gaming Committee. And appointee Luann Redcorn will be assigned to the Commerce and Gaming Committee. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Motion to adjourn until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Motion in a second. Discussion. Congresswoman Rebart.
Yes, I just real quick, an announcement. There's going to be a fundraiser tomorrow for Indian Tacos and a raffle. And the money goes to benefit the family of Robin West. And so I just like to encourage everybody to participate in the fundraiser. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. We are adjourned. Thank you and have a good day.